now is 9:49. Obviously, the 10 o'clock news will be coming up in about 10 minutes, and after that, you'll be joined by Jackie Grant for the next 3 hours. Now, I was very intrigued to read about a poem. It's an epic poem written by a gentleman called Frederick Glacier from the United States, and it's set on the moon. And Frederick joins me on the line now. Good morning, Frederick.
Good morning, Lester. Glad to be with you and your audience.
Great to have you on the show as well. Before you give us a little taste of your poem, just tell me what it's about.
It's the basic plot outline is that Apollo, the Greek god of poetry, calls all the poets of the nations, ancient and modern, east and west, assemble on the moon, consult on the meaning of modernity. The Parliament of Poets then sends the persona on a journey to the seven continents to learn from the spiritual and wisdom traditions of humankind. On Earth and on the Moon, the poets teach him a new global universal vision of life.
Just give us a taste of it, Beth.
All right, and jumping right into it, a section set in England. Yet I
go for it.
Home, as I say, but then I'm an American, a hodgepodge hybrid of people from everywhere on Earth, human, as some of us have come to believe, realize. We easily feel at home everywhere on Mother Earth, much to the ire of some of its inhabitants, clutching their totems, though admittedly we have our own local household gods leading us astray like everybody else on Earth. And then the thought occurred to me, is someone taking me to Westminster Abbey or St. Margaret's Church, remembering the latter has that delightful stained glass window of John Milton and William Blake, not a more unlikely pair in some way. Jolly good hope for England there is. I'd be happy with either one of them, I mused. That's about when Lord Tennyson and Robert Browning strolled around the corner. And then, in fact, both Blake and Milton came striding over, arm in arm, from St. Margaret's. Something good ought to come of this, I thought, as upon the breeze Wordsworth's lines came to mind. Milton, thou shouldst be living at this hour. England hath need of thee. Watching all so many of her great poets entering the courtyard, and now Matthew Arnold, Irish Yeats, who raised up the wild Celtic vision. Milton, the sage. Gentlemen, greetings and fine day, exchanging courtesies all around. And so the poet of the moon on Earth. Standing next to Tennyson and Browning, I nodded sheepishly, tongue-tied before my betters, unable to speak, struck dumb, trusting he knew of my journey even more than I, having seen him too on the moon. Now at a British Parliament of Poets, a parley in which I feared I did not belong, while they spoke softly amongst themselves, the upper crust of literature, I among my betters, a plebeian American, holding my tongue, waiting expectantly upon their words, though I could not hear or follow, so dazed I seemed now to myself, hiding my consternation as best I could, awkwardly looking on. Then Browning turned to me, waking me from near delirium, saying, London's not London anymore. We've all grown used to that. Begrudgingly, I replied, flying in from the east, I thought London's better than it ever was, a world city enriched with all humanity. Unflappable, Browning calmly carried on.
Thank you, sir.
And he goes back there.
Thank you so much, Frederick Glacier. That poem is called A New Global Universal Vision of Life. Is that right?
The Parliament of Poets is available on Amazon.uk and elsewhere. And, just Google or search the Parliament of Poets.
Okay, thank you so much. And it's obviously a student of British literary history as well as everything else. So thank you so much.